More from the Your Hometown series today as we feature Lake Villa, the gateway to the Lake Region. Stay with us as we discover all the reasons why Lake Villa is the perfect place to call your hometown. Brought to you by McDonald's and the Village of Lake Villa. Here's Lisa.
It cannot be a perfect place without a good, proper pub. And it was news to me, Junior, you won't like to hear this, but it was news to me that there's a Timothy O'Toole's in Lake Villa. I thought Chicago had an exclusive on that. How are you today?
Good. How are you?
Good. Junior Martinez is the owner of Timothy O'Toole's in Lake Villa. I see that tonight is Girls Night Out.
Yes, that's correct. And yes, we do have more than one location. We actually have four. Lake Villa is the youngest one at 6 years old.
Oh, nice. And what kind of crowds do you get in there? Hopefully tonight a bunch of women are coming in and they're going to have some mimosas and margaritas. But you get families, I would imagine, on St. Patrick's Day. It's craziness. Tell me about your place.
We do. We get a very, very diverse crowd. We do get a lot of families in the evenings. We get a lot of teams, baseball teams from the local park district, teams from Lakes High School, the football team, etc. But we draw your typical family-oriented, suburban type of crowd. So it's very, very mixed. You can look around and pretty much hit any and every demographic when you're sitting there.
I bet that means you know a lot about Lake Villa because those are the people that are being served in your restaurant and at Timothy Tools. So tell me about the town that we're talking about today. We're featuring Lake Villa. What can you tell us about that?
Well, as it's known as the gateway to the lakes area, it is exactly that. It's kind of the beginning of the towns that border the lakes area in the McHenry County area. You got McHenry, you got us, you got the Round Lake, Round Lake Village. You head up towards Fox Lake, which is the traditional big town that everybody is accustomed to going up there. And that's exactly what it is. A lot of lakes, a lot of boating, a lot of outdoorsy activities. We're very close to the border of Wisconsin, so it coincides a lot with that look and feel. So it's very, very, very busy in that area in the summer with people doing a lot of outdoor things. And in the winter is kind of when we hit our stride as people kind of head back indoors and are looking to warm up by our fireplace or watch a football game on the TVs and just kind of sit back and relax.
Yeah, that's when your locals come in, right? Because you're right. They want to catch a game. They want to warm up, have a nice bourbon or something.
That's exactly it. And obviously the trend right now is you got Manhattans and Old Fashions kind of leading the push on the cocktail end, and Bloody Marys on the weekend. Apple Spritz is obviously another really popular item right now. So like anywhere else, it's a trend situation there. But we also stick to the regulars. We have 24 beers on tap that rotate in and out. So we definitely try to hit on all points there, and not just the food, but obviously a full-service bar as well.
Tell me about that apple spritz thing. I'm not familiar with that. I love a seasonal cocktail. How do you conjure that up?
Aperol spritz. It's an Aperol spritz. So you have
Aperol. Oh, okay, yeah.
It's an Italian aperitif, a little bitterness there, and we mix it up with some deep eddy grapefruit, lime juice, soda water, little White Cliff, which is some champagne garnish right on the top, and throw in an orange wheel, and you're ready to go. It's something that's very refreshing, great for this time of year, not too strong, a little sweetness in there, but it's a very popular cocktail right now.
You're right. I thought you said apple, you said Aperol, and you can go into any Walmart or Target, and you'll find T-shirts that have that on, which you know is that's trending. You're on your game. Your website also features your baked goat cheese, which I got to tell you, that is the signature of a good restaurant.
That's something we've had on and off at all of our locations over the years. And it's one of those that if you take off, people are like, when are you bringing the goat cheese back? So
yeah,
it's back at the moment. But you're right. You can't go wrong with it. Just use a good quality goat cheese, bake it up, some marinara and some garlic bread to kind of dip it in. And what more could you ask for?
What is it? What else is on your menu that people in Lake Villa crave?
Well, obviously our wings at all of our locations, we've won so many awards over the years with them that those are always a staple at all the locations to do well. But you got our Reuben egg rolls, which, as you've seen at some other locations, they're basically an egg roll, and we stuff them with our corned beef that we chop up, a little jack cheese, sauerkraut, caraway seeds, spicy mustard, and then you get a side of thousand to dip them into. But our pretzel trio is very, very popular. We use a Milwaukee pretzel stick that we cut and we flash fry it. So it's not traditional in the sense it's put in the oven and baked. We flash fry it to get a real crispy exterior and real soft on the inside. And we serve that up with our beer cheese fondue, IPA mustard, and a little Guinness honey mustard. So spin on honey mustard, we actually put Guinness stout in it.
Oh, that sounds fantastic. Everything sounds fantastic. And you're right, those egg rolls, those things are awesome. I've had them at your other locations. It's nice to meet you. Junior Martinez is the owner of Timothy O'Toole's. We are featuring Lake Villa today. And tell everyone where you're located in Lake Villa.
We're located around the corner of Grand and Cedar. So that's downtown Lake Villa, 10 West Grand. Can't miss us. We're right on the corner there. Big parking lot across the street. Can't miss our signage. It's as you head into the downtown area, right on the corner.
Thank you so much for joining us.
Our pleasure. Thank you for having us.
I love looking at their website because, you know, anytime they feature food on their website, you're like, okay, I'm already hungry.
I've had their wings many times. Very good.
That's on their website, too. That is what they do best. That's what they win awards for. Hey, coming up later, we'll speak to one of the people who owns and operates a McDonald's in Lake Villa. But what makes her interesting is not only is she an owner-operator, she's a mom, and she's in a band. She's in a band. How fun is that? First, Mary's got to check on weather and traffic. And next, you're going to meet two Olympians who brought home the silver. They are competing in Chicago this weekend in volleyball. The target is on their back because they're the best in the biz. What's going on, Mayor?